Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our pal Bill Press from BillPressPods.com sticking around for at least another segment. Bill, appreciate you doing so. Let's talk briefly about Merrick Garland. I mean, we've seen this Fulton County grand jury in Georgia going after some of people around Trump. And your criticism, and I think to some degree, is there that Garland is not doing what Fawny Willis has been doing, and he's sitting on his ass. Well, I kind of thought like that for a while, but I'm starting to think maybe not, man. Maybe he's actually got a buttoned up crew. I mean, when he got into the DOJ, first of all, he had to stop the bleeding. I mean, well, that place was a disaster after Barr, right? And all the things. So there's lots of issues there, and then you get this thing dropped in your lap, right? And now you got to go through the process. So let alone of the 800 people and still several hundred apparently still not charged that they're looking for going through that process. We know there's grand juries impaneled at least to look at some of these false fraudulent elector issues, right? So they're out there. They went and got Eastman's phone the other day, right? I mean, so as some of this information comes out, we see that the DOJ itself is actually following through. I'm with you. I perhaps think maybe it's not enough. I'd like to see it go faster. But I'm under the impression that the DOJ is not going to let this thing slide, Bill.
I hope you're right. I am somewhat encouraged by the fact that Merrick Garland gave a speech, remember, about a year ago, where he said, we're going to follow the facts. We're going to follow the truth, no matter where it leads, no matter how high it goes. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. It's been a year. It's been 2 years that he's there. Where's the beef? I guess is my question. I have interviewed at least three members of the January 6th committee, and I ask each of them if they have any evidence or any knowledge that Merrick Garland is conducting his. The first question is: are they going to make criminal referrals to the Department of Justice? No, they can. They can't do anything themselves.
Well, unless Cheney came out over the weekend and seemed to imply or at least said that, there could be more than one.
Yes, good for Lynn Cheney, right? Yeah, so they can, and she implied that they talked about it, I know, but they have not made that decision, and they may not. They may just issue a report. But the second question is, do they think that Merrick Garland, I've asked three of them, is conducting his own parallel investigation using the information that they're putting out there? Not one of the three said they saw any sign of that at all. Now, Zoe Lofgren, who's one of the ones I talked to, said that was appropriate, that we should not know what the Justice Department is doing.
Right.
Conducting a, but let me tell you, the clock is running, Dom. That's my problem. And now people are saying Trump is planning on announcing, right, early, maybe this month, maybe next month for 2024. And then Merrick Garland can't go after him because everybody's going to say, oh, it's political, right? He's a candidate now. You can't. And so he's, again, politicizing the Justice Department, which is rich, by the way, after Donald Trump turned the Justice Department and Bill Barr into his private lackey, right, and private attorney. But I think Garland is afraid of criticizing that he is making it too political. We have a president of the United States. It's worse than we thought, particularly after, as you mentioned, that testimony last week by Cassidy Hutchinson. He summoned these people here. He knew they were armed. He sent them to the United States Capitol with their firearms to take on members of Congress, and he tried to join them himself. Hello? I mean,
right. That seems somewhat problematic, right? I mean, that's probably not a great thing, right? And don't forget, get rid of the mags, get rid of the metal detectors on top of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Here, this thing, Bill, and again, I maybe we disagree on to the extent, and I'm hoping, and I'm a pessimist, but I try to be an optimist, Bill. that he's buttoned down. He's got a bead, and he's going to do what he's got to do. And he's going to be damned no matter what he does, right? He's going to be called political if he does or doesn't. You know, he's going to be called a wimp if he doesn't. He's going to be political if he does. And so, but I got to believe that if we do not, as a country, right, through our justice system, investigate. I mean, maybe there's some exculpatory evidence we haven't seen yet, right? Because this is all a bunch of Republicans who worked for Trump and were appointed by Trump testifying against him, which seemingly Trump and all the other MAGAs seem to forget about, Bill. Right. That we must, because obviously if this gets by, if you can get away with doing this, then everybody's going to do it, Bill.
Look, we know that indicting a former president of the United States is a big freaking deal, right? I mean, that is huge.
Yes.
And we should not do it lightly. I don't think in this case it would be done lightly. But we have to realize, too, this is the first former president of the United States who has tried to tear down our democracy and is still trying to do it. So you can't just say, oh, former presidents have to be, you know, kind of let off the hook. Nobody's ever tried to destroy this country the way Donald Trump is. And it was wrong in the Civil War. It was wrong when the British burned Washington. It's wrong when Donald Trump tried to burn it down.
Do you see it, the trend line, though? Obviously, going after the people that actually charged the Capitol, you're going after the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. They do have some negotiation. They do have some willing witnesses that are working with them in that regard. We know about the Willard Hotel War Room. We know, according to Cassidy Hutchison, the Chief of Staff Meadows wanted to, you know, go in the room and hang out with the fellas and plan on that day. I mean, there's just so very much evidence. It would be really hard to believe that the DOJ isn't over every single step of it.
I think he has to do it for the sake of the country before November 4th or whatever the election day is. So everybody knows this guy is a criminal, or at least facing criminal charges.
He is a criminal. I'll say it, Bill. Bill Press, BillPressPods.com. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for hanging out, Bill. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Look forward to hanging out with you again real soon.
All right. You guys are the greatest. Anytime. See you later.
Thank you, Bill. See you, man. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, coming back with your calls at 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
Under arrest, Trump.
Do it now.
Come on, do it now.